This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs, and a shotgun snap from their own 24, rolling out of the pocket. Mahomes, lines up. It's intercepted at the 40. It picked off by DeGene, who comes to the near side, the 30. Got it back at the 20, breaks a tackle, the 10, the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown! Eagles have got a pick six. It's Cooper DeGene, a 37-yard pick six of Patrick Mahomes.
All right, that was Kevin Harlan on the call. That really kind of did it, right? I mean, kind of almost put the dagger in. Like, at that point, didn't that make it 24? Did that make it 24? Or was it right before that? Let me see.
No, that was 24.
That was 24, right? Once that happened, I mean, what a beatdown it was last night. Really. 40-22, the Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They are your Super Bowl 59 champions. You know where Super Bowl 60 is, right, Josh?
San Francisco?
Levi Stadium, San Francisco. That is correct. Do you know who grew up not far from there, right? Or at least kind of nearby region, right?
There's this. He's a quarterback, right?
The MVP of the league. Josh Allen. That's the storyline next year, right? There's two huge storylines from a Bills perspective next year in the NFL. Number one. Can Josh Allen, now that he's won his MVP, got his individual piece of hardware, can he get the Bills to the Super Bowl in his home area? His home, not like I say hometown, he's not from San Fran, he's from Fireball, Northern California, though. Can he get the Bills to the Super Bowl and play that game there? That would be ultimate poetic justice for him to play there. But if he does, no matter how it happens, you know who is not there? The Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, starting today, February 10th, 2025, it is a mission of the entire AFC to not let the Chiefs get to their fourth straight Super Bowl and tie the Bills what was thought to be unbreakable record of making four straight Super Bowls in the 1990s. Can't let it happen. Those are the storylines next year. And by the way, the Super Bowl 60 odds have been released. All right, of course they have been, right? Come on. And this we're doing ads for all these for FanDuel all over the place. You see, if you turn on a radio, you turn on a TV, it's odds for everything going on these days, right? Well, of course they're going to have Super Bowl 60 odds already. Would you like to guess the top 5? Here we go. Give me some NFL music. Let's play some top 5. We'll keep it on because I got something after this, okay? All right. Who are the top 5, in whatever order, odds right now, according to, well, I got DraftKings here. I'm sure FanDuel does as well.
So you don't want me to get the order, just guess the top 5?
Sure, if you do the order, it gets you bonus points.
Ooh, okay. All right, the order, I'm going to go Ravens first.
You're already incorrect.
Okay, well, then I'll just guess the 5. All right, okay. Ravens.
Fourth.
Ooh.
At plus 700.
Okay. Bills.
Third, actually, all tied for second. With somebody at plus 700.
Okay.
Ravens, Bills, and who's also tied for second?
Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay.
Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, all AFC teams.
Interesting. Okay, and then the other two are NFC then?
Yes.
All right. The Lions?
They're number five. Who's number one?
Eagles.
Yes, of course. Of course. Eagles are the Super Bowl favorite for next year. I also saw another... hold on. Let me see if I can... Hold on. I'm going to try and pull this up. Odds. Super Bowl. LX, right? Not LIX. Super Bowl 60 odds. Here we go. Okay. Now we got another one here. Here's BetMGM. Eagles 1 at plus 650. Then Ravens 2 at plus 700. Then Bills and Chiefs tied at 750. Then Lions. But I will tell you this. At all these sites, it appears, it is the same five and then a huge, massive drop.
I was going to say, it's kind of interesting to see the Lions up there, though, because of the fact that they lost Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn.
Right.
Like, I really think that that's going to do a number on them.
But you're going from plus 650, plus 700, plus 750, plus 850. The next is plus 1,300 to San Francisco. Like, that's the drop.
Who else is around San Francisco? Is it like, is that like another tier?
And then, and then there's another tier after that that includes the Commanders, the Packers, and the Bengals.
Ooh, I like the Commanders being up there. That's
I know. That's pretty good value, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they were on fire this year. I don't think it's going to be the same next year, but who knows? If they hit on some of their picks.
This one here, this is DraftKings. You got Eagles, Bills. They got Eagles. Okay, here's another different one I found from DraftKings. Eagles, Bills, number two alone. Lions, number three alone. And then a huge drop to the Packers. Oh, no, this is why. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it wrong. Okay, sorry. Eagles and Chiefs are up top. Here we go. Eagles, then Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, all in a bunch. Then Lions, then again, huge drop to Niners, and then Packers, Bengals, Commanders. Yep, they're all the same kind of five, and then Niners, and then next tier. Okay, so the Eagles win Super Bowl 59. Here are their opponents for next year at home. Let's figure out who they should open up with. Let's create the NFL schedule, Josh, all right? As you know, the Super Bowl champion opens at home on Thursday night for what's called a Sunday night football game because it's a Sunday night production. But it's Thursday night football at home. They're not playing in that Friday game internationally this year. They're playing Thursday night at home. Who will it be? You have. Here we go. They have eight possibilities. The Cowboys, the Giants, the Commanders, the Bears, the Lions, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Rams. There are all some really good ones there.
Ooh. There's some great ones there, but it's going to be the Commanders, right? I mean, that's an NFC Championship rematch. I think it's got to be the Commanders. And it's a division rivalry. Like,
yeah.
I think there's something there. Lions, I think, is my second pick.
But who was it this year? Chiefs opened with Ravens. Last year, Chiefs opened with Lions. When is it a division game usually, though? Do they usually have division games?
That's true.
I need to go look at that. It has been, I think. But when... A lot of times it's not a division game.
I mean, you go back one after that, it's Bills and Rams. I mean, that's a non-conference game.
Correct.
Like, there's
so that's 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to 21. Cowboys, Buccaneers, non-division.
Yeah.
Hold on. 2020. Texans, Chiefs, non-division. Has not been a division game yet. 2019, Packers, Bears. But that was the NFL's 100th anniversary. That's why.
Oh, right.
It wasn't
right.
Because the Packers won the Super Bowl, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears certainly.
So that's right. Falcons, Eagles, after the Eagles won it the last time, non-division. Man, I'm going back here. Hold on. Chiefs, Patriots, nope. How about 2016? Panthers, Broncos, the rematch of the Super Bowl the year before. How about 2015? Steelers, Patriots, still no division matchups there.
And maybe they just don't do it then.
Packers, Seahawks, nope.
This is wild. I would have thought they did it once.
I'm going back to 2013 now. Ravens, Broncos, still no. Remember that one had to be changed the location because of the baseball that was going on, right, mm-hmm. in Baltimore?
Yeah, right.
So let's go to 2012. Here we go. Nope, that's when they started on, it was different. It was a Wednesday night that year because of the convention, Cowboys, Giants. Okay, that was it. 2011, the Giants win the Super Bowl, right? They play the Cowboys to open the season on a Wednesday night. I think it was convention or something going on, whatever. So they moved it to Wednesday instead of Thursday, but that's the last time. It's only happened one time.
I think you could bring it back for this kind of game, though, because like I said, like that was. I think the Commanders didn't get as fair of a shake because of, I mean, not to say they didn't get a fair shake, but like that game got out of hand quickly. Saquon Barkley had a great game. And yeah, I think they would like to see
how the
Commanders progress.
Highlight Jaden Daniels on a national stage early on, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And especially if the Commanders make big offseason moves. Like, I think that that game has a lot of juice, but if it's going to be non-division, I think it's going to be the Lions.
I like the way you think. I'll tell you who it's not going to be. It's not going to be the New York Giants. I can't see it. I don't, right? I think you can make a case for almost any other team. Probably not the Raiders. Not the Raiders.
Unless they get Sam Darnold, that could be.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
I mean, but you're right. But I don't think so. You can make a case for the Rams, rematch of that divisional game. You can make a case for the Broncos and Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Probably less likely, but you can make a case. Lions for sure a case. Bears for sure a case with their new coach with Caleb Williams. I like what you mean by Commanders, and I think the Cowboys are always just a draw. It doesn't matter. It could always be the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a draw to see people, or if people want to see them lose by a
right.
lot, if they're gonna, you know, kind of blow it up this offseason.
Yeah, I'll tweet this out. Haven't used the Extra Point Twitter account very much lately, so I'm gonna try and log. If I still have my login credentials to the Extra Point Twitter account, I'll log into that. I'll tweet this out, and you can respond. You can find it at Sal Sports as well. I'll retweet it there. One segment left here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.